What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning back in to On Baby, where Chicago meets the DMV. So I finally got a chance to finish watching the R. Kelly episodes, and it's so much information and so many disturbing details that I don't think I even want to go into all of them. I'm very happy that the one girl, what was her name, Dominique, got an opportunity to escape R. Kelly's grasp by having her mom come to Beverly Hills and get her out of that hotel. That was the craziest situation right there. Since she knew she had that camera in her face, she didn't really want to show her mother any love and affection, but she knew that was her only opportunity to get rid of R. Kelly and the whole situation. And it's a funny thing how you could be mentally trapped, right? Because at that point, she was not physically trapped because R. Kelly was nowhere to be found. It didn't even look like his security was anywhere to be found, but she was literally mentally trapped. And the question that I beg is, like, why didn't her friend go with her? Because her mom asked if anybody else was in the room, and she said yes. And I think it was the Jocelyn girl, I'm not sure. And how she chose not to run with her. Freedom is just on the opposite side of that door, but she chose to stay. So, I don't know. This is probably the craziest story that I ever heard in my life, and it's also the most disturbing. But at least, you know, she and also the 35-year-old woman got themselves together and got free. So thank God for that.
Okay, so I just watched, I guess it was part 2 or part 3, and Sparkle said that she don't know if her parent family was paid off. Her family had to have been paid off, because why everybody in the family except her say that was her niece? She know what her niece looked like. The niece said it wasn't me. It's just real crazy, but I think that they were paid off. I think that was indeed the niece, and I think it's just all crazy. So next episode tonight, it should be the Colts. It's just crazy, but I don't think that R. Kelly is ever going to go down, because he had too many people protecting him. The difference between him and Bill Cosby is that they covered everything up. They had to sign NDAs. He settled so many cases out of court. It's just crazy. It's just real crazy. On Baby.
So my last listener, and also a lot of people on social media, feel like Sparkle was fraudulent and that she knew exactly what she was doing when she set her niece up to be involved with R. Kelly, and that the family got paid off. I'm not sure if they got paid off or not, but it just seemed like everybody was willing and enabling the entire situation. And since the last showing of Survivor R. Kelly, there have been rumors that that Sparkle released a new single or either a new album, and people have issues with that. Now, she is an artist, and she can release music. It may have been waiting, and, you know, she might be an opportunist. She probably is an opportunist. But I do feel like she does have some remorse for setting her niece up the way that she did. But I think that a lot of people in this day and age can be bought and sold, and Sparkle is definitely one of those people. So it's just a crying shame.
There's been a lot of public outcry on the internet with this Mute R. Kelly hashtag. There are a lot of people in their feelings about that hashtag. There are a lot of people in their feelings about whether or not people should be siding with R. Kelly, or either siding with these young girls who were raped and molested by this man. Which really is a crying shame, because, you know, these girls are missing. They've been missing for a long time. I think I watched the episode All the Missing Girls, which was, I think, part 5, where you had parents who seemed like they were from Baltimore, who hadn't seen their daughter in a few years, and then they end up flying to Chicago, going to that recording studio, throwing rocks at the window, looking for their daughter. And once again, there is no one outside the recording studio, and these girls still refuse to come out and be rescued. I think the Chicago police did a piss poor job in trying to assist this family. You could see the mother was in disarray, distraught. She was very distraught. The father was more calm and cool, but you know, inside he had to be dying. He should have pretended he was Spider-Man and scaled up that building to try to get his daughter out of there, in my opinion. But, you know, I'm not that man. I don't know what he was feeling, but that goes back to the statement I made earlier. Being mentally trapped is something else. I've never seen this magnitude of entrapment, even for yourself, go on the way that it's going on with R. Kelly. You have women trapped in a recording studio in Chicago, afraid to come out. You have girls in a hotel room in Beverly Hills, afraid to come out. You have women trapped in a house in Atlanta, afraid to come out. God knows where the other houses are and if there are going to be more women to come forward. But I hope so. I think every parent, mother, father, brother, sister, should talk to young women about sex trafficking and mental manipulation that some of these men will do their very best job to try to get you under their control and their power. It's a very sad thing, but I'm with the hashtag Mute R. Kelly, and I hope he gets arrested. So I'm watching the news and also on social media, and I see that there's been an update to the R. Kelly situation where the district attorney in Atlanta has filed criminal charges after watching Survivor R. Kelly. I think that's a small victory for these women and their parents. There's a lot of people on social media, especially black Twitter, who's going to be pissed off if this man gets arrested, but I think his time has come. If he has those tapes, if these women have these tapes that they talked about, photographs, you name it, they need to bring all of this stuff forward and save other countless girls from being abused by this man. I mean, come on. The enabling was out of this question, and it's probably still continuing to go on to this day, you know? And I hope that California does the same thing, the city of Beverly Hills or wherever else he had these women stashed. And also, come on, Chicago, stand up. Stand up, Chicago. File additional charges against this man and bring him to justice. I mean, that's the least that you can do. I know he's Chicago born and bred. Who cares? When it comes to black girls, young black girls, y'all need to do a better job. Another thing. The DA, the judge, whoever is going to try this case, they should not allow a plea bargain, and they should not allow any payoffs, because that's how this man has escaped the criminal justice grasp before. They need to try this thing. It needs to be public for people to use it, the criminologists to use it as a case study, because this is absolutely unbelievable. It's traumatic. It's unthinkable. It's unfathomable. But this would be an excellent case study for criminologists and criminal justice majors across the country on how to prevent this sex trafficking from happening and for young girls being molested and abused and raped by older men who have them under control because they have power and money. Please, please, please do not allow plea bargains and do not allow these families to take money from R. Kelly. He already don't have any money, so maybe that'll help too. What you think? Also, there should be no bail for R. Kelly if they actually get an opportunity to arrest him. There should be no bail for this man. They need to hold him captive the way that he has held all of these young girls and some older dumb women captive for all of these years. I think he's like 51 or 52 years old. you know, this is going to break him down. And maybe he'll get the counseling he needs in prison. And I don't think he's ever going to get out if he actually gets in there. But he definitely needs some counseling to get his life together. And I hope and pray that this man doesn't get any bail. And I know I said in an earlier episode that he didn't have any children. I come to find out that he had 3 children, which is quite shocking to me because they never talked about his kids. But, you know, should he even be allowed to see his own kids? I'm not the judge of that, but the next hashtag should be no bail for R. Kelly if he finally gets arrested. This will conclude this episode of On Baby. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Bye.